ABC News with Neil Nunes. Provisional results in Alabama's election for a new representative in the U.S. Senate suggest the race is too close to call between the Republican and Democratic rivals. With more than half of precincts reporting results, the Republican Roy Moore is all but tied with the Democrat contender Doug Jones. In the campaign, Mr. Moore tried to brush off allegations of sexual misconduct with teenagers, but some Republicans have distanced themselves from Mr. Moore. A win for Doug Jones in Alabama, a traditionally conservative state, would be a major political upset. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says America is willing to hold direct talks with North Korea without preconditions. He said the topic would not matter. It could simply be about the weather. But the point was to lay out a roadmap for formal negotiations. The U.S. has previously demanded that the North must first disarm. Meanwhile, the United Nations Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman says North Korean officials have told him they wanted to prevent war on the Korean Peninsula. He said they made their views known during the first in-depth political exchange of views in 8 years between the UN Secretariat and North Korean officials in Pyongyang. UNICEF has warned that more than 400,000 severely malnourished children under the age of 5 in the Democratic Republic of Congo could die within months without emergency intervention. It said the crisis was due to a combination of violence, mass displacement of families, and slumping agricultural output. Scientists in Britain have suggested that bumblebees are much more intelligent than had previously been supposed. The bees were given the task of finding the most efficient routes between different sources of food and, far from bumbling, learned to avoid tempting traps and to refine their flight paths between flower-feeding stations. BBC News.